Does it mean...
Was all time combing his hair or trying to bring his shirt out or straighten his pants or doing something, you know?
Would it be a compliment? Would he like to be called that? Or?
No, I don't think so.
He'd be sort of laughing at it.
Well, naturally.
Would it mean he's sort of sissy? Or?
Yeah, he's kind of stupid, too.
any other words like that that people used to have?
Well, we used to say he was stupid.
Uh-huh. And something people used to carry their money in. Little leather thing for carrying coins.
Wallet, coin purse.
And something that a woman would wear around her wrist. Piece of jewelry.
Oh, for a bracelet.
Okay. And say she had a lot of things strung up.
Charms.
Well, around her neck.
Good luck pieces.
Well, I'm thinking of beads.
Beads?
You'd call that a what, a bead? A
necklace.
Uh-huh. Would you say a string of beads or a pair of beads?
A string.
Okay. And something men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Suspenders.
Any other name for that?
Belt and suspenders, that's all.
And something you'd hold over you when it rains.
An umbrella.
And the last thing that you put on a bed, you know, the fancy cover.
Mm-hmm. It's a spread.
Okay. What about something people used to make to put on the bed?
Quilt.
Okay. Do you ever make those?
No, I don't make them, but my mother used to.
What if, you know, when they're not quilted together, but when they're just tacked together? Do you have a special name for that?
Just the topping of it you're talking about, maybe.
Do you ever hear of a comfort?
Yeah, comfort, but... No, they don't make those too much. They usually buy those, but used to quilt before, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
But those comforts that you buy them in the store, they don't usually make those no more.
What about at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Oh, yeah, a bolster.
Uh-huh. How far across the bed did it
fit? It used to fit all across the bed. You didn't need no pillows.
And... Say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everybody, for the children.
Put a pallet on the floor.
Okay. And talking about, say if you raised a lot of corn, you say we raised a big...
We had a good crop of corn this year.
Okay. And you say, we expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
Very good.
Or another way of saying that, is very...
All I know is very good and got a lot of fertilizer in it.
Uh-huh. What would you call the flat land that's along a river or along a stream?
River flat.
River flat? What's that like?
Well, we used to have it years ago, honey. When I was a child, we had a river flat. I used to play on it.
Was it good for farming?
Yeah. No, honey. We'd just play on it.
Uh-huh.
It was just a...
Like a beach or something?
Yes, honey. It was just nothing but mud, other words. And and then when the high river used to come, it used to be, you should put all kind of wood, throw wood all on it, you see.
Uh-huh.
And we used to pick up wood. I used to remember my grandmother and I used to go pick up wood to start the fire the next morning when I was small.
Uh-huh.
We used to play on it, too.
Did you ever hear about bottom land or low land or intervals?
No, not I.
What about a field that might be real good for raising hay, but not much else?
I don't know nothing about that, honey.
Do you ever hear of a prairie or meadow?
Meadow? Down in Venice, they had, maybe below Venice, they used to have prairies, maybe out in the prairie where you'd go hunting.
Uh-huh.